The last thing to say about Imam Malik is that we said that Imam Abu Hanifa was 13 years older than Imam Malik, but they both were there at the same time. And the Khalifa Al-Mansur, who was in charge at that time, did not like Imam Abu Hanifa. So he tried many, and we talked about that. If you want to go back to the Siri of Imam Abu Hanifa, we talked about how the Khalifa tried to get Imam Abu Hanifa in trouble so many times. So the Khalifa, one of the things he did, he went to Al-Madinah to Imam Malik, and he told him, if you want, just give me the word. I will force everyone to follow your school, and we will stop all other imams from teaching their schools, and then the official religion, or the official, of course, Islam is the official religion, but the official school of thought that will be taught in the schools and followed is the Imam Malik school. Now, Imam Malik, if he was offered this before he met Abu Hanifa, most likely he would have said yes. Because his opinion was, the people of Medina, whatever they say is always correct, because the companions mostly were there. But after the meeting, and that's why we said meeting is very important, and talking about things when we are different can help a lot. After the meeting, he was offered this. He said, no, the companions were not only in Medina. The companions of the Prophet ﷺ scattered all over the world, and their opinion is as important as the companions who died in Medina. This was, by the way, a statement Abu Hanifa made. So again, to see how the useful that and fruitful was the meeting between the two imams. And then Imam Malik said, if you like my book to the Khalifa al-Muwatta, then learn it and follow the hadith that is in it, but do not force the people to follow only my school. We said finally, Imam Malik lived 94 years, long life. His class in the masjid lasted around 74 years. So long time, and people used to come from so many different countries to learn and to listen to that great imam. By the way, at our time, if you want to go see who follows Imam Malik the most, you will see the countries in Morocco, Algeria, Libya. This is the place in that place. All the they call them the, I think it's the Africa, mostly north of Africa, that area, they follow Imam Malik a lot, and they love him a lot, and they love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam a lot. By the way, something funny I heard, for them it's obvious, it's not something that they need to say, that everybody's name starts by Muhammad. So for them, they just only give the middle name. Even if they don't say my name, my son's name is Muhammad, it's obvious. You know, it's just you know, it's a second to nature that everybody's Muhammad something something, Muhammad something something. They love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam a lot, and again, they got that from Imam Malik and his school.